Welcome back. So this week I wanted to discuss how to not be so hard on yourself, because this past week, I hope you guys like the change of music I've done for the background music, because it kind of soothes me, it makes me calm, and it just gives that safe space. And then I have the birds, so it kind of like makes it nature-y in a way. But anyways, so this week has been, I don't even know. I really am learning the art of not being so hard on myself, because one thing that I've acknowledged and I've realized is that I heard the word fail, but everything it is that I want in my life to happen, I can't give up on that. The vision that I see for myself and where I see myself in 5 to 10 years from now, I can't give up, because if 10 years pass, right? And I didn't achieve everything it is I set out to do, I'm going to be disappointed in myself, because I could have done it, you know, should have done it, but I chose not to. So I wanted to really discuss why we shouldn't be hard on ourselves and why you should continue to go after whatever it is that you want to go through. So I recently had an experience that really tempted me on my abstinence journey, and it really hit me that it gave me clarity in a way, but it also hit me that, you know, I should stay true and truthful with myself and why I am abstaining and why I'm waiting for the person that's for me, because there's nothing wrong with abstaining from sex and not, you know, having that. Yes, it's okay to every once in a while want to be held, want to be touched, you know, all those things that come with sex. But it's not the same when it's just casual sex. It's different from having sex with somebody you generally care about and you love and you're committed to, and you guys are in a relationship or you're married. It's completely different, because with this person, they're the love of your life, or you're the love of their life. And it's just a deeper connection, because you honestly trust this person, okay? And you can show out for this person. So I was sitting over there the other day and I was thinking about the experience, and I was just like, why am I being so hard on myself about it, you know? I could have, but I didn't. And I'm proud of myself for that. I'm just saying, don't be so hard on yourself. And whatever it is that you're going through right now, or if you grew up with parents that insisted that you get all A's on all your tests, all your grades, and if you get one B, they're super hard on yourself. So you internalize that, and now you're hard on yourself if you're not this overachiever and high achiever and things. And that is horrible, because to me, a B is good. A B is still amazing, you know? But some of us come from lives where our parents put that on us, that if we got a B, we were horrible, you know? And it's upsetting, because I've been reading this book, and every time I pick up this book, I start crying. I start getting emotional. And it's like a lot of stuff in there, and that made me look back at my childhood and realize that for so long as a kid, I was always this people pleaser. I felt like if I did good, I would get rewards, which is really completely understanding, because that's a part of the Erikson stage of development. I think it's Erikson. Don't give me a second. But it's, you know, we internalize stuff that we see in our lives. And there was a section in a book talking about going to an all-white school and how it feels to me, and how it makes you feel to feel so different. And maybe the adults didn't really mean it in that way. If they talk about you or be distant towards you, or and like if they treat you different than any other kid, you're going to internalize that and make yourself feel like, you know, you're not enough, you're not worthy. So I was always getting the good grades, and I always felt like I had to prove myself. I needed the validation from other people in order to feel like I was worthy. And I don't know why, but this book has me analyzing a lot of stuff. And I looked back at my life and I was just kind of like, what is it that I want? And, you know, and what has these experiences I've been through as a child shown up in my life today? And one of them is reassurance. I tell myself I'm confident, but I'm constantly working on how to be confident, because as a kid, I always needed this reassurance that I was doing it right, that I was good enough, that, you know, that constant validation that we seeked because we had parents that didn't praise us or give us that attention, that love, and that praise that we deserved as kids. So now we're out looking outside of ourselves for validation. We're looking outside of ourselves for love and support without not really recognizing that we need that all from ourselves. And I don't know, because this book has made me so emotional. It's made me realize that I don't need to be hard on myself, and that when I analyze and I look back at my childhood, you know, the things happened, but I shouldn't let that in a way dictate me. And it's hard. And, you know, you have to unheal those traumas and those pains and let go of all those stimulations. Stipulations that made you who you are. You have to undo is the word I'm looking for. Undo those things that you inherited or internalize, and you told yourself that, you know, if you had people or you had a parent that always talked down on you, called you a B word, called you ugly, fat, or fast. And I hate calling girls fast. I hate people that over sexualize kids, because how is she fast? And you have to realize that her environment, she could be doing it to seek attention. I do not get why we over-sexualize kids. It's ridiculous. That is a whole nother conversation for something else. Okay, another time. But, you know, as a kid, and then I think in a part in the book, she was talking about how she had a father in her life and a mother, and she had this great support system at home. And then when she finally got to school, and I think teachers are all about, you know, they go for these careers and they're like, yes, I'm going to be an amazing teacher. And then they don't realize the things that they say to kids will really affect them. So then we're creating another system of trauma, another system of generational curses, pain, hurt, we're internalizing this. And they don't realize that their words are affecting children. And it's like, how can you do that? You should be compassionate with kids. So they're not spending their early 20s throughout their whole life healing trauma and breaking generational curses because you inflicted or you said something that maybe to you it wouldn't really stick with them, but 30 years from now they're still hearing what you said to them. So don't be so hard on yourself. Because I personally am a work in progress, and I am not perfect. I might sit here and sound like I have all this wisdom, because I think this wisdom is coming from the universe and the things I was taught growing up. But we have to not be so hard on ourselves. And I think that's something that we all struggle with. Some of us struggle with the need to be validated. We struggle with thinking we need to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And as Black women specifically, you do not have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulder. It's okay for you to take breaks. It's okay for you to go to therapy and heal yourself and better yourself. Because I don't know, society, and if we ever get onto the whole strong Black women narrative, we will be here all day. You guys will be listening to a 3-hour, 4-hour, 12-hour, 40-day podcast episode. But it's so important that we work on ourselves, we better ourselves, we be patient with ourselves, we forgive ourselves for our past mistakes. We also forgive ourselves for choosing ourselves last, for always putting ourselves last when in reality we should have put ourselves first. We should have made sure that we are okay, because if you're not okay and you, let's say you have a husband, a family, they're going to see that and then they're not going to be okay because they're going to want to fix you. They're going to want to make sure you're okay. Or, you know, and I feel like when there's an imbalance in a family, or as a Black woman, if you're taking on the world, everybody's problems, and you break down, everybody's going to be like shocked, you know, and then they're going to turn up. They're going to like take that on and be like, what's wrong with mom? What's wrong with my wife? And asking you, do you need a break? When in reality, you've always needed a break. So Black women, you don't need to carry the weight of the world. Make sure that you are fine. You are okay. I get some of you guys have kids. I don't have kids, but I get that, you know, your family comes first too, but make sure that you're fine, because if you're not fine, then your family can't come first, because you need to make sure your well-being is great. It's flourishing. It's, you're just in your full movement, is you're in your full essence and you're healthy. So I don't even know who, it's just like I did a reflection journal video a couple days ago, but I never uploaded it, and I cried throughout this whole video because I was just looking at things, and now I'm having to take that leap of faith and believe in myself that I can in fact do this and embark on this journey of becoming a life coach and being able one day to have clients and go to seminars and be a voice to the world and be a motivational speaker. And, you know, and confidence is key. So, and it's like, I was just there and I was emotional and I'm like, you know, and I always tell myself everything is happening for a reason. So if you're in a bad situation right now, everything is happening and it's unfolding for a reason. You know, life isn't always going to be perfect. You're never going to, it's not going to be happy dandy 24/7 for the rest of your life, because without that pain, without that sadness, that anger, you know, life isn't life. Yes, we all want to be happy and we want to be flourishing, but some days and sometimes in your life, you're going to have sad moments. You're going to lose somebody. You're going to go through something that's really hard and traumatic, and it's your job to overcome that. But that is the whole point of life, because at the end of life, you have to go. And this is so gruesome, but if death, in a way, if everybody could live forever, then life wouldn't have a reason. It wouldn't have a purpose. So I sit at school and I'm so, it's like I wish I could just go up there today. And I can. In fact, I can definitely go up there today and, you know, leave, resign. But I'm forcing myself to survive another month, push myself through this month. And on the 13th, your girl is out. I know by the time you guys see this episode, it'll probably be a week, therefore. But because you guys know I record this in advance. But you have to do what makes you happy. And doing my podcast and my business is finally, it's reached 1,200 follows. It's popping. By this time, it might be more than that. So we're not going to get there, but talk about that. But you have to believe in yourself and keep going. And I got a tarot reading and she was like, this is going to be a time for you to really, in a way, me pursuing this life coach is really good for me. It aligns with my purpose. It aligns with my vision. It aligns with the woman I see myself becoming, and who I, you know, want to be in 5 years from now, and how much I want to grow. And in order to get there, I have to forgive myself. I have to be patient with myself. I have to be kind to myself. I have to speak positive words to myself in order to keep going. And when I go here to the school, I'm telling you guys, I sit there and I'm like, and I, when I imagine my future and I imagine what it is that I want, I literally am going to tell you guys, I am in a room full of amazing women, different beautiful Black women, even if I have other women of other races, you know, I'm there empowering them to be their best version. And I really reflect on this. It made me analyze and realize that, you know, I'm an empath and I give all this advice and things, but it makes you look back at your childhood and seeing that all along your purpose was already there. It played some role in what you wanted to do. And as the kids were structured, were made to fit this structure what society wants to, were molded into what world thinks we should be. Because as kids, you know, you go to school, they tell you to stand in a straight line, you need to fully follow these rules, you need to do this and that. Because by the time we're like 3 or 4 years old, we are truly who we are, you know. Then when you finally hit school and things, you start to lose sight of who you are, unless you have parents who continue to praise you for being just you. They're not constricting you, confining you into this box where you feel like, you know, you can't be yourself, so you have to put this facade, you know, over yourself and not be that, you know. Because as kids, as a child, I was so adventurous. I would go hiking in these woods. We had this little forest. I believe before, a long time ago, there was a building there. I don't know what it was, but I was so adventurous. I would go hiking in the woods. I would dumpster dive. And it was that essence of me being a kid and so happy. And, you know, and I want to get back to that. I want to get back to her. I know she's there because our inner child sits in our solar plexus. And I want to go play, and I'm still this big ass kid at heart. Like, I will literally go to the park and I will play on the monkey bars. I will even go on the jungle bar, it's the little thing that you could climb, bro. I think it's a jungle bar something like that. And it's like we have to connect and we have to get back with our true self, living your truth. And it's just so many things to know, you know, we're constricting ourselves. So I want you to repeat after me. I forgive myself for always putting myself last, forgiving myself for my past mistakes and for not putting myself first and realizing how amazing of a woman or a man I am. And so we're gonna repeat this again. I forgive myself for my past mistakes. I forgive myself for not putting myself first and always choosing myself last. I forgive myself for not living in my truth and my essence and who I am. I am learning how to forgive myself and not be so hard on myself. I, insert your name for me, I, K. Nicole, am learning not to be so hard on myself, and that it's okay to cry, that it's okay to break down and, you know, really want to be where it is that you envision yourself. So, you know, right now, but that right now I'm where I'm at for a reason, and that it's okay. You know, that it's okay for me to cry. It's okay for me to scream. It's okay for me to want to be here, but I'm still here. I'm still back at point A, but I want to be at point B already. That I'm doing an amazing job and it's all going to be worth it in the end. Everything it is that I'm going through right now, it's leading me to my destiny. It's leading me to where I am, and I can show up as the woman I know I can be, and I can show up in my true self, and I can show up in my essence and I can just be me. That's deep. So I hope you really take word to this and you better yourself and you become your best version, because that's important. And as I go through this last month of nursing school, because I can, but I'm choosing not to, because I feel unhappy in this place. I feel no purpose. So yeah, but I hope you guys have an amazing week and more blessings to you and more, as I'm saying, rewards, but just living your truth and be yourself and don't change for anyone. And remember, forgive yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself, because you are doing a terrific job. Bye, guys.